Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading a story called I Moved In With My Girlfriend Recently, I Don't Feel Safe Anymore by TJPI from Reddit. I hope you enjoy this story, and a huge shout out to my patrons for helping make this episode possible. I really appreciate you. Let's get started. I met my girlfriend, Victoria, 7 months ago in a bar. We felt an instant connection and started dating 3 days later. She brought nothing but happiness, the perfect definition of a soulmate. So when I graduated from university, we both agreed to move in together. She's 2 years older than me and was already working, so I moved into her house. However, after moving in, everything went downhill. The first incident happened on the first night of moving in. Victoria works the night shift, so she was getting ready to head out. "Babe, I'm off to work now. Just to tell you again, the neighbors next door get a little cranky at night, so just ignore them," she said sweetly. Yeah, I get it," I responded. I gave her a kiss goodbye and she left, leaving me alone in her house. I sat down on the kitchen table and got to work. For my context, I work remotely as a character designer for a video game company. It was peaceful for a few hours until the clock hit 2 a.m. The cranky neighbors began screaming profusely. I couldn't hear what they were saying, but it sounded like an intense argument. I tried ignoring it for a while, but eventually the sound became unbearable. Banging was heard on the walls, glass shattering on the floor, followed by more screaming and arguing, so much so that it sounded like multiple voices overlapping each other. I tried blasting music in my headphones, but that didn't help. Eventually, I couldn't take it anymore, so I called it a night and stopped working. The next day passed by in a flash. I chose not to tell Victoria about the neighbors since it was apparently normal and I didn't want her to think that it bothered me so much. It was her house, after all. Next time came and I was watching TV on the sofa when the arguments from the neighbors came again. Thumping, glass shattering, furniture being thrown around, you'd think their house is a WWE ring. "Damn it," I muttered to myself. Suddenly, I started hearing banging on the door, followed by a blood-curdling scream. "What the hell?" I said while pausing the movie I was watching. The neighbor was trying to break into the house. That's it. That was the last straw. I got up and went to the back door where the banging and screaming was heard. I grabbed a knife from the kitchen table in case the man would break the door. Thank God it was locked. Just in case, I leaned against it, each punch crushing my back. My heart was racing. My hands were shaking. I didn't know what to do. For all I knew, the man could seriously hurt me. It felt like an eternity before what I'm assuming is a man stopped banging on the door. Concurrently, the screaming stopped, and it was silent. "The hell is going on?" I muttered under my breath. There was no way I was going to live in these conditions. I decided that I was going to confront Victoria about it when she got home. With that in mind, I made sure all the doors were locked, windows shut, and went to bed. A few hours later, at 6 a.m., my girlfriend got home and laid down in the bed next to me. She hugged me from behind and gave me a kiss on the nape, waking me up. "How's everything?" she asked softly. "Were the neighbors loud?" I grunted and turned my head to face her, rubbing my eyes.
"Why?"
Victoria giggled. "How did it go with the neighbors?" I found it strange that she asked me that today but not yesterday. Maybe it was me being tired.
"The husband tried breaking in," I said. "He banged on the door for at least 2 minutes, screaming. I thought that was the end of me. Seriously, Victoria, I don't think this house is safe for us to live in."
"As long as the door is locked, you should be fine," she smiled sweetly. I gave Victoria a serious look.
"Listen, I can't live with these conditions." I tried to say it as nicely as possible. "I didn't even feel safe in this house last night. And you're telling me this is going to happen every single night?"
Victoria looked down, her eyelids drooping down in discomfort. I felt sorry blaming her for something that wasn't her fault, but we obviously needed to do something about it. I can't fear for my life every night.
"I'll call the wife tonight and see if anything can be done."
She hugged me tightly. I smiled and kissed her forehead. "Thank you, baby. I know it's not your fault, but it's impossible to live in fear in my own house every night." On the following evening, Victoria left for her night shift. Once again, I was left alone in her house. She texted me around 15 minutes later, telling me that the problem was solved and that it should be better tonight. I thanked her and laid down on the sofa to wind down. I ended up falling asleep while watching a movie. I woke up a few hours later at 4 a.m. to screaming from the psychotic neighbors once again. Furious,
I got out of bed and prepared myself for confrontation. I was ready to finally get to the bottom of this. However, as I walked closer to the front door, something felt off. I noticed the voices and banging a little closer than usual, as if they were in the same house. It was the first time I have ever paid attention to where this sound was truly coming from, but it was still unexpected. Subtle, but unexpected. Following the traces of sound, the screams didn't take me to the front entrance or to the house next door. They took me to the basement door, the only part of the house I haven't gone into yet. My heart began racing. This has to be my hallucinations. The sounds can't be coming from my girlfriend's basement, right? With my legs trembling, I tried to push the basement door open, but it was locked. It only resulted in even louder screams coming from downstairs. They sounded like a cry for help. "What the hell is down there?" I muttered. The thoughts alone sent shivers down my spine. Thankfully or unthankfully, my uncle taught me lockpicking when I was younger in case I was in a dangerous situation where I needed it. Thanks, Uncle Will. So if there has ever been an opportunity to use that skill, it would be now. I took two paper clips and started fidgeting them inside the lock. In just a few minutes, the door unlocked, but it still wouldn't open. I looked around the house for anything I could use, until I found a crowbar. Using all my might, I pushed the door open, and looking back, I wish I hadn't. Instantly, I heard loud, blood-curdling screams piercing my ears, screams that you would only hear in the movies. Covering my ears, I forced my way downstairs, and what I saw was horrific. Dead bodies of dozens of guys were organized in a line on the floor across the basement. Worst of all, every guy there looked to be around my age, many looking like the exes Victoria had talked about in passing. Above them was a jar. Inside looked to be their faces with a large glow surrounding them. They were screaming in absolute agonizing pain. From what I saw, it looked to be their souls, the sealed, trapped souls of innocent men facing endless pain in their afterlife. The stench was unbearable. Their bodies were bled out as if everything inside of these men were sucked out to leave only their pure skin. Despite that, their faces were somewhat recognizable, each body neatly placed to keep its original shape. Their names were written in blood in front of each body. Jack, Noah, Michael, etc. Their screams sounded more like gasps from up close. The room was so loud, I was getting dizzy. The screams only got louder. It sounded loud enough to screech into my brain. My mind went blank, my body shaking at the thought that this was my girlfriend's creation. It got even worse when I got to the end. Another name written in blood, with no body behind it, as if it was still being prepared. Dylan. That was my name. I then got a notification on my phone. A message from Victoria. My heart stopped just by reading it. "Hey babe, on my way home. Sorry about yesterday. Let's have some fun tonight." And that's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed it. A huge shout out once again to my patrons for helping make this episode possible. If you'd like to support the channel even more, well, there is a Patreon available, as you already know. But I just appreciate you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed yourself. And I hope I'll see you again next time. If you'd like to send me your story to read on the channel, go to storiesaftermidnight.com, where there will be a link to do so. And if you'd like to, come join our Discord. It's pretty chill, but we'd love to see you there. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed yourself. Take care now. Bye-bye then.